We are starting the third week of this Nisayon from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as time goes on, we're seeing more and more the only way to go through this and get past it is to feel a stronger connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to continue paying more and more attention to how much Hashem is with us and guiding our lives, giving us everything we need. There's a maaseh with Rab Steinemann, Zecher Tzad Livracha, then he was over 100 years old. He was by the doctor. It was a young doctor, and the doctor told him, Rav, the Rashiva, you're living by Nisim. And the Rashiva right away answered him, you too are living by Nisim. And that's the way Rav Steinemann went through life, and that's why he and all our leaders are always in a state of peace of mind, because they always pay attention to how much we're living by Nisim and Hashgacha of Hashem. The pasuk that we're going to talk about today is a pasuk in Perek Zayin of Tehillim, pasuk Beis, Hashem Elokai, Hashem my God, Bechoch Hosisi, I am protected by you, Hoshieini Mikol Roitvai, save me from all those who are running after me, Vatzileini, and save me. David HaMelech, when he's describing that he relies on HaKadosh Baruch Hu for protection, he said three words before the word Chosisi, which is that I turn to you for protection. Hashem Elokai Becho Chosisi. And as we know, before we make a request, we have to clarify for ourselves, who are we making request from? How close are we to that being that we are requesting from? Hashem, Yudkei Vovkei, the Midas HaRachmim of Hashem. Before asking, pay attention to the tremendous Rachmim that we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And by the way, such an important thing that everybody feels a certain level of concern about how things are going, and when we hear the sirens, we're concerned, who knows, maybe something will happen. But the most important thing is that when it's over, whether the siren is over or when the day is over, to be moedet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we appreciate it. We're not taking it for granted. Things can happen. You know, places that have much more rockets being fired, and chas v'shalom, who knows what can happen. We are surrounded from all directions by soinim, many, many different countries. But together with that, if we put ourselves in Hashem's hand for His protection, we'll be protected. Hashem cares about us more than anything else in the world. We're His Am Segula, His treasured nation. So, like we say, when we say Moedim every day, three times a day, we should remind ourselves of the Hidah that Baruch Hashem, we're all healthy, we're all right in our families. And come about with that feels from a spell for everybody else. So, Hashem Elikoi, I recognize the tremendous Midas HaRachmim of Hashem that created the world and sustains the world. Together with Elikai, like we said it many times, the Kai is a conjugated form of Elikim, my God. My God means that I have a personal relationship with you, a personal Hashkocha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu over me. Who more than David HaMelech could say that? Elokai, how much he went through in his life, and he came out of every situation till eventually becoming the king. And after he was the king, he had challenge after challenge, but he kept on going and remaining the Ne'im Zemir Yisrael, the one who was always able to sing out HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the words of praise, because it was so clear to him, it was always in front of his eyes. I met a Choshev Jew today, Davka, somebody from the neighborhood, an elderly man, not from our Kehillah. He's not well, and I asked him, how are you? And he said, Baruch Hashem, everything is good. I only focus on the good, and I'm happy with what I have, and happy to be here. I had to be able to be able to serve Hashem. That's the way we have to go through life. Baruch Hashem, where our health is much better than this individual. But he has it right. So Hashem Elikai, before we start, recognize the Rachamim Hashem and the Hashgacha, personal relationship with us. B'cho Chosisi. The Medrash says an interesting thing over here. B'cho is the words, Beis Chav is 22. It says, B'toyroscha, the thing that gives me strength and protection is your Torah and your mitzvahs that many bring from the Zohar Kodesh that says that one shouldn't put all his tefillos and directly, Hashem, save me, save me, save me. A person should put his koiches in trying to strengthen his connection with the Torah and mitzvahs. And with that, automatically, he gets a bit protection from Hashem because he's closer to Hashem. We mentioned on Shabbos, and Mirz Hashem, we all try together to mechazik the inyan of Hakovei Amokim L'Tfilosoi, Hakovei Amokim L'Talmudoi, a person who goes out of his way to make the place that he's davening in one place, find a place to learn, both in Kavua. Oivov Noiflim Tachtov, it causes his enemies to fall. And the Gemara brings a posik that Hashem told David HaMelech, you will see, Notatif, I will plant you. You will be planted in Eretz Yisrael, and the time will come that none of the enemies will cause you any more tzar. When we are firmly planted in our avodas Hashem, it's not just, well, when I have time, I chap a minyan here. If I have time, I learn. If I don't have time, I don't learn. But I'm netativ. I make my kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu something firm, something kavua. I try to go out of my way, if it's not possible, all the minyanim, some minyanim, to have a mokum kavua. A mokum kavua for my learning and a time kavua for my learning. I'm showing Hashem that I recognize that my kesher with Hashem through my tefillah, my Torah, is something which is the basic, essential part of my life. That causes the kavias that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the fact that we are steadfast with our avodas Hashem, causes HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be steadfast with us and bring about the situation that we don't have to worry about our borders inside and out. We don't have to worry about our enemies. According to the Medrash, that's what David HaMelech is saying. I feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much, and I rely on the fact that what makes me close to him is the Torah that I learn and the mitzvahs that I keep. And that gives me the fortitude and the peace of mind to know that Hashem will save me from all those who are running after me, all those who are trying to do bad to me. And with that, I can be mispalta HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hosheini Mikol Roitvei V'Atzileini. Since I am properly connected to you through the Torah, mitzvahs, and my bitochen Hashem, then in Chanami, I'm in the position to request for Yeshua. The Chidah in one place writes that this Hosheini Mikol Roitvei V'Atzileini is going to Yetzer Hara. Hashem should save me from the Yetzer Hara who's always running after me and trying to confuse me from what's really important in life. Should save me from doing Averus Chas V'Shalom. Either way, it's all good. But this is the point, this beautiful pasuk. Hashem Elokai b'chol chasisi. I put my bitochen, I rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu for connection because I realize the deep kesher, the hashgacha protis, the chasodim v'Hashem, the kesher I have through the Torah and mitzvahs. And in Mela, I'm requesting from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashi'enu michol roitvei v'atzileini. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save me from both my physical enemies and my spiritual enemies. We connect every day a little bit to a bracha. In the morning, we have the Berachas HaTorah that we say in the morning, which we say, just mentioned one of them today, Asher Bocha Bono Mikol HaAmim V'Nosan Lanu Es Torah. So we were chosen for all the nations to have Hashem's Torah. which is Hashem's Torah. So his Torah, the most cherished and dear thing that Hashem has, the Torah Kedoshah. And that's, according to the Medrash, that's what David HaMelech is really stressing. I appreciate the fact, Shabbat HaBonim Mikol HaAmim, V'Nosam Lez Torah Soi. Every morning we get up, we say this bracha, we should all be excited that Baruch Hashem, this is the thing, we have the Torah and Mitzvahs that is a result of the fact that we were chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are so special, so dear, Am Sgula V'Kadosh Baruch Hu. And we say that bracha l'kavona, and instills within us the feeling that I'm so close, and I can request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I know 100% Hashem will listen to all my tefillis. Save me from the spiritual roitfim, the yetzaharas. Today there's a yetzahar that gets a person nervous, gets a person down. He'll save me from that. I remain with the simcha zachayim that I'm Hashem's chosen son and daughter. And with that, it's Hashem will save us from this situation and bring us to the true geula that we are waiting for.